A number of weeks ago, I was driving up Hill Road here, and I hit a bump. There was a bump in the road, all the way across the road, and there was no way that you were going to avoid that bump. I don't remember when I first noticed it, but I remember yesterday I was going up, and I thought to myself, there's a bump up here. I got to make sure that I don't hit it too fast. And sure enough, I didn't notice the bump right up above Danny's place there. And I thought I knew where it was, and it wasn't there, and I forgot about it. And then I hit this bump, and I was mad at myself. So I'm driving up the road, when I come back down, I am going to make sure that I don't hit that bump. I'm going to slow down. I'm not going to hit that bump. And I came back down after I was up at the campsite there, and I was on my way back down. And on the way back down, I'm thinking, I've got to watch for that bump. I'm not going to hit that bump too fast. I started thinking about other things, and I hit the bump again. You know, and I thought to myself, when am I ever going to learn? I've got to remember. I've got to make sure that I learn my lesson, because my car is getting all beat up, right? You hit those bumps too fast. So what I want to say to everybody today, I've said it to myself, because like in life, things happen to you. There's pictures that God speaks to you through life situations to get our attention, to speak to us when we don't hear those exact words in our minds. He uses situations to speak to us. And I wanted to make sure that I understood what he was saying to me. And it is, you know, the Lord speaks to us through his word, through messages that come here, through you reading your Bible, through talking to people, through situations that happen to you, and we really want to be able to be awake to it and be alive to it and understand what's going on. You know, it's like what you were saying about Norm and all these things that you saw, Reggie, where God was really saying something there. Whether it deals with appreciation for what other people are doing or what God is doing in your life or I got to work on that. The Lord wants to started this little thing last week about our prayer life. And I hope that this doesn't just go over our heads, because I've said this last week and plenty of other times. You know, the world is on a fast track going in a bad direction. And we need to be people that are ready for that situation, so that we, not just for ourselves, but that we can be a light in a dark place. Amen?
Amen.
Do you want that?
Yes.
Number one.
Yes.
Are you hearing what God wants to say to you? Because we really do have to be attentive to the fact that God does want to use us in minor ways, maybe in big ways, but probably in a lot of minor, everyday kind of ways. It's important for us that we're constantly connected with the Lord. And that comes through prayer a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Worship is a kind of prayer. We're communicating. Prayer is communication with God. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this last week. I'm not going to put anybody on the spot, but if I don't get an answer right away, I'll just mention it. What were some things that were said last week about prayer? Does anybody remember? anything that was said about prayer. I'll tell you this. The enemy battles prayer, battles the word all the time. I don't expect that you're going to remember things right off the top of your head necessarily. That's why it's good to have, you know, to take notes. But it is important that we rehearse, and that's why I'm going back over a little bit of what was mentioned last week. Heather, did you have a
Heather? Just two things for a second on my mind, it needs to be fervent, and there needs to be kind of...
Yes, effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And I'm going to come back on that particular issue. I'm going to talk about something else today about prayer that I think is really important for us and kind of flesh that out a little bit. So that was one thing. What else?
That we can be in continuous prayer.
That we can be in continuous prayer.
That our activities shouldn't be keeping us from talking with God about everything that we're doing.
Amen. So it's an attitude of prayer. We're to be a house of prayer. So God emphasizes this fact of communicating, because it's only through really communicating with Him that we're going to have what we need to be able to deal with this life.
Yes.
It's through prayer that we talked about last week, and I think it was Eric that said this in his prayer. You know, it's pray that we don't enter into temptation, right? There's all kinds of temptations. There's all kinds of bad situations that we have to deal with in this life. And, you know, I find myself, you know, I'm either afraid or I go, oh boy, I hope that doesn't happen because I don't know how I'm going to deal with that. Instead of being afraid of a situation, prayer.
Right.
Prayer does something for me, for you too, right? When you're prayed up over things, then the fear of something doesn't grab right a hold of you, does it?
Yeah.
Unless you give it back, you know, you gather strength from God, and then you can, you know, start thinking about that again. Say, oh yeah, you know, and get right back into things again.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that we talk about with prayer, Crystal?
So I wrote that our prayer life is a process.
It's a process.
God is there to listen and encourage. God is here. It produces prudence, wisdom, and power.
Yes, that's what it does, doesn't it? Prayer brings about a power in your life. And it isn't like sometimes that it's immediate and now you have this grand power to take control of your life or control of a situation. But as time goes by, through the process, you find that you're standing in a much stronger place than you were a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
For me, I don't know about you, but for me it seems like I look back a ways and I go, wow, I used to be concerned about that or worried about this or upset about such and such, and hey, it doesn't hit me as hard as it used to. You understand what I'm saying? And the approach in everything is that, you know what? The more I communicate with God, the better place I am in. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And over the course of time, as our attitude of prayer becomes more and more ingrained, we find ourselves in a much stronger place in Christ, in a much better place of living the kind of life that we can be examples to other people and have a word in due season for people.
Yeah.
This happens through prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know we talk about worship too, that, you know, worshiping God is really important. Worshiping is a kind of communication. We're singing to Him. Instead of speaking to Him, we're singing. But that's communication. You know, wow, what would our lives be like if we really, as we get more and more to communicating with God all the time, is there going to be a lot more trust? coming out of us? Is there going to be a lot more hope?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I found that thoughts that used to plague me, worrisome little thoughts about what if this happens or what if that happens or how am I ever going to get through that kind of situation. I find that those things, I can much more, when the thought comes out, all those thoughts still come. But when those thoughts come, I can push those aside a lot more easily now. Mm-hmm. You?
You're aware.
Yeah, I am aware. And that's going to be the big thing I'm going to be talking about today, is that everything that we talked about last week, there's something more that I want to say about prayer. And what as I was preparing last week, but then for this week, the Lord led me back in to talk about prayer. But I noticed that there's numbers of scriptures that say this combination: pray and watch. Mm. Watch and pray. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of those scriptures that are in the New Testament and in the Old as well. And I thought, well, watch. So I wanted to dig a little deeper about this whole concept of watching and praying. You know, they're connected together quite a bit. Now, I want you to notice this, all right? So I wrote down a whole bunch of scriptures that use that phraseology: pray and watch, or watch and pray. I'm not going to go into all of that, but I want to give you the definition. There's two distinct definitions, and I'm going to give you one and talk about that for a while, and then I'm going to give you the other one and talk about that. And one of the definitions of watch is to be awake. Not to be asleep. In other words, to be aware. To be alive, not dead to something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To pay attention to what's going on. So, you know, if we're to watch and pray, then it can't be a passive observance. If we're watching, we're looking with our eyes. It can't be a passive approach to prayer. This gets back to that effectual fervent prayer, right? Effectual means that there's something to it. It has an effect. And if we're not paying attention to the details of our life, to the details of what's going on in the world, we miss a lot, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how can we have effectual prayer? We talked about how with prayer last week, we're talking about how if we just give some general prayer, oh God, just bless everybody here. Well, that's a prayer.
Yeah.
And there's a blessing in it. But you know what? If I take the time to listen more carefully, I will hear more from God to pray about, won't I? Maybe He'll lay a single person on my heart, and I'll start to pray for that person inside, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what happens, doesn't it? Yeah. He'll lay something up into our lap for us to, I guess I'm supposed to pray about that person, or I'm supposed to pray about this situation, because it comes to mind when I'm in this attitude of prayer, when you're in an attitude of prayer. And we have to develop this. We can't just keep hitting this bump day after day after day, week after week, where we're not really growing in our prayer life. Our prayer life is important. One of the things that I said was last week was about incense, right?
Yeah.
Our prayers are like incense to God. It's a sweet smelling aroma to God. Now, it doesn't smell like anything to us, does it? You know, if we're not alive to the fact that we're a We're supposed to be a prayer person. His house is supposed to be a house of prayer, and that we can be engaged in that. You know, if we're not alive to that, if we're not aware, awake to the fact that God wants us to speak, He wants us to communicate with Him, He wants us to take authority in situations, right? This is what He wants. He wants us to intercede in the gap for people. Like what was asked by Franklin Graham to pray for our, a special prayer for our president today. Right? We need to stand in the gap. Oh, well, that's you know, who cares about that? God cares about that. God's the one that sets up government, didn't He? If you read your Bible, you know that's true. So we should be praying about these things. Oh, that's just too carnal. I'm just going to pray about spiritual things. Everything about this life has a purpose. And we need to be aware and move and allow ourselves to be moved on by God to pray for people and situations and the people that are in places of authority and places in the church and what's going on and where we need some help. Yeah, don't we?
Yes.
So this is important for us to see that this is who we are. Otherwise, our prayers get bored. We're bored by our own prayers. I'll let that sink in. A while back, you know, I was setting aside some time to pray, but I was just trying to get through that time. Okay, this is what I got to do. So I'm going to pray. Okay, I'm 5 minutes. I'm going to pray for 5 minutes, and then I got to get ready to go to school and teach. It's kind of like perfunctory. It didn't have depth. It didn't have the aliveness that it needed, because I was just stepping through my duty as a Christian. Not realizing that I was here, I was going through the motions, but I wasn't really making a connection. I was just praying. And an effectual prayer, a fervent prayer, goes beyond that. And if you and I think that we can continue to go at the level we're at in our prayer life, we are sadly mistaken. The enemy of our souls, the enemy of this world, is doubling down on everything. And if you have any kind of eyes to see, you can see it in this world, can't you?
Yes.
In the political realm, in any kind of realm. Doubling down. Well, you know what? If we don't double down back, if we don't have that spiritual force that comes from a real connection with God, we're fooling ourselves. We're playing church. And we're going to pretend that and have all this outward fake kind of prayer and sweetness, and we're going to miss out on what God really wants us to be doing, and that is really having that relationship with Him that drives us to do something, right? Not where we froth up something ourselves, but when we're actually praying to God, God gives us something to do. Faith requires actions, produces actions, doesn't it? Faith without works is what?
Dead.
So this is important for us. Otherwise, we're just going to bounce through our Christian life, and we're going to do little things here and there. Okay, well, I'm satisfied. And God wants something more out of us. A real relationship, a deeper relationship. Boy, the song that Amy sang during the communion, When Oceans Rise, you know, take me deeper. Well, you know, to get up above the waves. I am yours and you are mine. What beautifully, wonderfully sounding words they are. But they're nothing if we don't mean it. If it's just words to sing and they're nice words, are we really making that connection with our Lord and Savior? I would hope everybody in here would want to go beyond where you are right now.
Yes.
Now, you might say, well, hey, I'm happy with where I am. Well, okay. Can't help you. Yeah, so... So then... This whole thing about watching and praying. Watching means to be awake, to be aware, to be alive to something. You know, when something really interests you, you know, if I'm watching Tom Brady throwing a football, I'm interested. Especially when it's a Super Bowl, right? I'm interested in that. Now, am I so much into football that I'm missing out on something? No, no, you know what? If you're praying, no matter what you're doing, praying without ceasing, God will teach you something out of anything. Out of movies, out of sports contests, out of that little thing that happened between you and your wife. We haven't had anything like that. I'm just kind of using that as an obtuse example. Yeah.
How about this simple thing? When I was driving truck out on the road, I saw like trees bowing down, cattails bowing down beside the road.
Yeah.
And you know, in the physical realm, carnal minded, you're going to say, yeah, that's the wind from all the traffic.
Right.
But these are actually, it's a symbolic need that the whole earth is bowing down to the creator of all things seen and unseen.
Yeah. And knowing that, see, when our life is a prayed up life, you know, when something like that happens, you go, oh, Lord. The whole earth just bows before you. I bow before you, Lord. Because you deserve it. You know, it should take us someplace, shouldn't it? It shouldn't just be some sentiment. It has to be something beyond that for us. That's what God wants from us, right? To be awake, to be aware, means that then... If we're to watch and pray, then we have to not be mentally lazy. This is where I have found myself in the past. Just to get through something, not willing to pray through and talk to God and say, Lord, I need some answers here. And stay at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I know that you're going to speak. Lots of times, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, I don't hear, like, special words coming into my brain. Malcolm, this is what I want you to do. No, he doesn't talk to me usually that way. Usually, I get it, I'll be praying, and I'm going, oh, gee, well, I didn't hear anything. But my spirit did, see, and your spirit does. And you get up and you're going and you're doing something, and maybe you sit down and you're not even reading your Bible. You're reading an article in the paper, and something jumps out at you. Oh, you got to be aware. Mm-hmm. Oh, God can speak to me through anything? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can, because he's God, right? To be alive, that he can speak to us in so many different kinds of ways, is so important for us. Okay? You know, another thing that happens is if our minds are wrapped up in a lot of trivial situations, silliness, you know, there's a little bit of that, well, you know, but you know what? If we're just focused on, you know, stupid jokes all the time, we're not attentive to what the Lord's saying. You know, it's harder to hear when God is trying to say something to you. If your mind is caught up in other stuff, when our mind is distracted, our mind is not being aware that way. right? We have to take the time. I think last week I said, you know, sometimes you and I have to train our minds to be able to listen, first of all, to when you're reading something in the Word, or if there's somebody's preaching. Sometimes it takes some discipline to keep your mind on target, doesn't it? We have to be aware of what's going on. What's God saying to you right now? Right? Hopefully it is. How much longer is Malcolm going to talk? No, it's not that. I mentioned about attention to detail. I wrote down here, praying helps us to stay awake to what's going on in life. You are going to be aware of things that are happening from God's viewpoint if you're communicating with Him. You know that? Praying, so here's this connection. Praying helps our watching. So if we need to be aware, prayer is important so that we will be aware and more aware. Amen? All right, so I want you to turn in your Bibles, since I haven't asked you to go there yet. Romans chapter 13. Romans 13. Verse 11 says this, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. What would be another way to say that?
Time to get up.
Time to wake up, right? I like when I see it's high time to awake. I think, well, it's about time.
Right?
It's about time for me to awake to things, to awake to the idea that God wants to use me, wants to use you as a person who is going to connect with Him in a greater way and be used for whatever purpose that prayer is supposed to be for. Yeah? This is kind of this word has been pushing at me. I hope it pushes at you. I hope it makes you a little bit uncomfortable. Just a little, not too much. It's high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. And it would be good for you to continue reading there. It's really, really a great passage of Scripture. Another place is in Ephesians 5, verses 14 to 17, and it talks about how it's time for us to awake out of sleep, arise from the dead, get out of where we are in our present condition of life. And the only way that that's going to happen is developing a deeper and greater prayer life. Right?
Right.
Are you agreeing?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. Go to Proverbs chapter 8. I thought this was interesting. Proverbs 8. And it's right near the end of that proverb. Here again is this concept of prayer. And in this case, it's hearing God. Verse 34 says this, blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Ah. Listening to God. Taking time to listen. Being aware. We need to be able to hear, right? Everybody here feel like you hear God perfectly all the time? We don't. We have, all of us have ways to go, don't we? In really understanding the voice of the Lord and how He speaks to us. And we have a ways to go. And there's big things, and it's high time for us to really grab a hold of this so that we're not going over that bump again. To really grab a hold of it.
Yeah.
All right, now, here's the second definition of watch. It also can be defined as to guard. To watch is to watch over, to protect, to guard, to keep from harm. And so this is another way. You know, what would happen if we're watchmen on the wall, right? We're watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
What if we didn't do? What if we allow ourselves to, you know, there we are, we're up on some tower and we're looking out over the where the enemy might be coming, and instead of watching, in this case I'm talking about our prayer life, where we get distracted, we get tired, we pray for something and we don't see an immediate response, and we grow weary, and so we start, you know, looking at other things, turning around, talking to this person or that, and not watching. Things come in at us, don't they? I wonder how many times that's happened to any one of us. Where a little bit greater life of prayer is going to do something. You know, sometimes people feel like, well, I've prayed for this and I don't get any, and I don't see any results. I wonder what kind of results that did bring. You know, sometimes you want to see a breakthrough for somebody, but you're not seeing it, but yet there are things that are going on. Your prayers have effects, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're effectual and they're fervent. It's going to avail you something. And though we don't see some results sometimes, we've got to persevere in prayer, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe we've stopped something in our prayers, but we don't see the final result of that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we give up on praying for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many times we've been you know, never mind. So I'm going to. I got two more scriptures. Would you turn to Ephesians chapter 6? Ephesians 6. Because this goes with this whole concept, you know, to guard, to protect, to keep from harm. Ephesians 6, I'm sure most of you know that that's the scripture about the armor of God. This is how we're protected through God, and it's important. And if you look at verse 18, notice what it says. Because here it's talking about this whole concept of protecting and putting on God's armor. And then verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. You know, if just knowing what I need to get through this life, you guys would spend a long time just praying for me. to get me out of good place. I mean, we have a lot to pray for. We're supposed to pray for all the saints. Right? So as God lays people on you, you should be praying for them. If somebody comes to mind, we should be praying or making a phone call or doing something and making connection. Right?
Yes.
This needs to happen in a greater way. I know from in my life it does. So I'm just throwing that out there to you. All right. Last thing. Would you go to 1 Peter chapter 4? We'll end with this. 1 Peter 4. I've kind of alluded to this already. I said that the part of this connection that we make is with God is that our praying helps us in our watching. Right? If we're praying, we're more sensitive. We're going to be more aware. We're going to be more sensitive to the needs of others. Right? So, but it also works in the other direction. Our watching helps our praying. It's like this wonderful circle. You know, it's synergistic. One thing feeds the other, and that thing feeds back onto that very thing. So if our praying helps our watching also helps our praying. You know, when we start to be aware of things, then we know a little bit more. We have a greater knowledge to know what to pray for.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we?
Yeah.
How important is that? And that comes back to this whole thing of effectual, fervent prayer. We need effectual prayers, not just go through the motions of prayers, right?
Right.
What's that going to do for our church community? What's that going to do to help us be prepared for what's out there in front of us? Huh? A life that's full of prayer. My house is a house of prayer. Your prayers, my prayers, are a sweet aroma to God. That should say something to us, shouldn't it? And we need to really grab a hold of this and not just see it as a message, but that God help me to apply this into my life so that I'm pressing towards something greater than where I'm at right now. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So Lord, we look to you today. We know it's through your life. It isn't through us. You're in charge, Lord. We want to hear you. We want to get to know you more, Lord Jesus, in our lives. Help us, Lord, to make those connections and to pray and be aware and to be aware to know what to pray for. Lord, just pull that all together. Bring this message all together, Lord, that we would be a true house of prayer that goes beyond where we've ever been. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Can we pray for the president?
Yeah. We haven't done that yet, right?
Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah.
You want to lead it?
Yeah, I'll lead it. Lord, I pray for wisdom and truth and righteousness to surround our president, that he would have the right advisors around him to help him, that he would humble himself before you, Lord, and rely on you and receive direction from you as he prays to you, Lord. We ask for a hedge of protection from all of the vileness and
derangement syndrome that so many people have for this man. We ask, Lord, that you would protect his family, be with him, change him, Lord, where he needs to be changed, like any of us, Lord. But you've put him in this position, and so, Lord, I pray that you would protect him in this regard. Help him to have everything that he needs. Foil anything that is not of you. Bind, we ask that you bind the hand of the enemy, the hand of people that want to bring about the Antichrist system into this world. We know it eventually happens, Lord, but we're to stand up against evil. And so we speak against it right now, in Jesus' name. And that our president would be one that would be on his knees before you and find his help from you. In Jesus' name, amen.